Talk to me.
Welcome to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Colette Marshall, Worldwide Brands Business Development Manager, sitting in for Robin Cowie.
Now, good supplier relations are a cornerstone for any successful e-biz, but many new online sellers are intimidated by the prospect of working with wholesalers and distributors. We're talking to successful internet retailer Frank Solano today of BestHealthAndBeautyStore.com and WayToGoGBS.com about how to handle some of the different issues that can arise, from overcoming challenges in drop shipping to dealing with product recalls. Frank, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Chris, and thank you for inviting me to your show today.
No, it's great to have you here, Frank. You know, our listeners don't know who you are, but we do. You know, we've worked with you before, and we know you've got a lot of good information. Frank, can we just kind of sit back here and talk about how you got your business started?
Sure. Back in 2005, I basically started in 98. I started eBaying. Just like a lot of online sellers do.
Sure.
And just began through the process and learned the ropes in a small way and then decided I needed a product. I continued to eBay and eventually stumbled upon Worldwide Brands and decided to go into an industry that I was familiar with and my partners, also my wife, and she's in the health and beauty industry. And we decided to go with the health and beauty store. We found a supplier, and pretty much the rest is history.
And you know, you have an MBA, don't you?
I do. I have a business background, and besides the retailing, I also am a full-time airline pilot. And doing an e-business is actually perfect for someone that is, you know, pursuing either a part-time or full-time basis.
Right.
And you can do it from anywhere. So it's laptop, anyone. There's internet everywhere now. So just a great business to get into.
And I know that your stores are doing very well. And we should mention again, BestHealthAndBeautyStore.com and WayToGoGPS. That's WayToGoGPS.com. Frank, we've been seeing a lot in the news recently about product recalls, especially toys. Mattel and Fisher-Price had a serious issue with some Chinese-manufactured products that had lead paint in them. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about how you handle that kind of thing in your business. If a manufacturer recalls a product that you're selling or have sold on your website, now how do you as an e-tailer handle that?
Well, one of the things that, you know, I take to all aspects of my business is putting the customer first. And in doing that, you really have to assume the responsibility of a product recall and find out, first of all, the validity of the recall. And one of the best places, there are two places to go. That the manufacturer is going to have to comply with, and that's a resource anyone can use at recalls.com. That's recalls. I'm sorry, recalls.gov. And the second place an e-retailer might go to would be the Consumer Product Safety Commission at www.cpsc.gov. And you can pretty much from there determine the nature and the manufacturer's responsibility behind the recall. Once you do that, you definitely need to take a look at your sales. Have you sold that product? Is that something that you need to concern yourself? And once you do, then you need to take further steps to service your customers with a homepage link for information, notification emails, and so on, and determine the level of service that you're going to need to provide to your customers.
Okay, so now when you get to the level of service, what are we talking about doing here? If you've sold something and the retailer is responsible for taking care of that recall, how would you handle that?
Well, if the retailer is responsible for handling that, you would have to go to basically where you got that product from. And if it's, I won't mention any corporate names, but if you go back to the manufacturer, on the manufacturer's website, there'll be a consumer relations department or customer service department, and they'll give you the specifics of the recall. The recall is not always a direct refund or credit. Some customers may request that, and you may have to, in turn, get the product back and deal with the manufacturer yourself. But in general, there might be a time where it requires an additional product to make the product safe for consumer use.
Right. Right. Okay. So then what would you expect your distributor to supply that to you for free so that you can send it out to your customers? How would you expect that to work in general?
Well, in general, you'd go to the manufacturer and see they're going to have a link with the information. As an e-tailer, I would just kind of take a look at the level of service I provide, and that might be a full refund or credit. And that might just be information for the customer. If it's a valued customer, I would then absorb the cost and go further from there back to either the distributor, the supplier, and or the manufacturer to recoup the cost. But first, I take care of the customer, and then you know, whether they want the information to do it themselves or a refund.
Right. So basically, you could end up being out your profit margin here, and you could end up something I wondered about was whether or not you would have the customer pay for return shipping. I mean, if you've got something out there, you've got a widget that somebody bought, or even say I see something that was Barbie, okay, that they've had a recall recently. Mattel has. So if a customer has this, they bought it from your website, and you are getting it from a wholesaler, what would you think would be the way to go? I mean, do you tell the customer they have to pay for return shipping, and you'll reimburse them shipping plus, you know, whatever, because then you're out the shipping as well? You know, this could be, I mean, if that's all you sell is that one product, or that's your major product line, you need to be careful, don't you? You could be sitting on a lot of money out the door.
You could wipe out your profit completely, and you've got to watch how you handle that. Obviously, if you sell one or two products and those products are recalled, or 50% of your inventory has been recalled, you need to pursue that in a very delicate manner. So, yes, you don't want to be up the money, but you want to provide the information to the consumer. But it's not going to be, you may lose out on the whole situation. You must be careful. And that also goes back to the fact that you need to do your homework. Where are the products coming from? Is it a safe organization? Are they coming from somewhere you're not familiar with? And are you willing to assume the liabilities that are associated with selling that product? For example, you might sell something, an ephedra-based product. Well, ephedra is not illegal, but it's been known to cause problems. Well, don't sell it if you don't want any problems.
Right. Right. You know, a while back we were looking at doing something with some camping gear for kids, you know, just little, you know, actually in home, like little tents and things like that, you know, and I was talking to my partners about it, and I told them, look, we're going to order a couple of these. I'm going to order two of them from China, and I'm going to get them in here, and I'm going to take a match to one of them. And they're going, what are you talking about? I said, well, look, I want to know for myself if this thing's going to go up in flames at the slightest spark, you know, or if it's actually fireproof and it's going to be safe. You know,
exactly.
I would rather know myself firsthand whether something is safe and whether it's not. And if it's not safe, I don't want to sell it online. I don't want to sell it anywhere.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. And you need to look at, you know, the product label. Make sure your product, be familiar with your product. Make sure the product label, make sure you're familiar with the cautions and hazards and warnings so that your customer is fully informed on what they're buying.
Right, right. So generally on a recall then, you go back to the manufacturer's website, you verify the recall through recalls.gov, or through the other one was?
The Consumer Product Safety Commission, which is CPSC.gov.
Okay, and then once you've verified the recall, then you talk to your manufacturer, and you talk to your supplier and find out how they're handling everything.
Right, just go right up the chain and see, you know, what is the course of action that you're going to provide your best customers and all your customers on the products you're selling.
Okay.
And provide a homepage link for them to reference that information.
Now, if the recalled items were dropshipped, does that make any difference?
It really, in a way it does, because you're going to have to go back to your return policy with the supplier, you know, and this is going to be a special circumstance, so it's going to have some bearing on how they refund you or credit your account as a drop shipper. But, you know, always keep the customer first and do your job of informing them, keeping them informed.
Great. Okay, well, let's switch gears and let Colette jump in here. She's been patiently
I've been listening intently, that's for sure. You give some great advice there, Frank. Let's step back a second here. You know, and you're so familiar since you started up with two businesses, and we deal a lot with our customers in starting up the business. Now, how much would you say is the initial inventory cost for an e-tail startup?
I'm going to give you a little vague answer on that because the answer really depends. You know, there are fixed and variable costs that will add up or start to add up with a business startup, and fixed costs like inventory storage is something that you must consider. The bigger the store, the more space, the more the cost. Then, you know, there's variable costs that'll also run up on you. So you can start anywhere, you know, from several hundred dollars to several thousand dollars. I couldn't do my store because the high-end nature of consumer electronics, you know, they can go from a battery of 30 cents to several thousand dollars. So inventory startup is a real general question, but, you know, you need to really monitor that. But as a whole, I would say you shouldn't really hold any more than 60 days worth of supply. And then that cost figure will vary depending upon your margins.
Right. And we tell people over here at Worldwide Brands that it's a good idea, if you can, to start out by drop shipping the product first and testing those products and seeing if they work. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
And then start carrying physical inventory?
Absolutely. And that's the cost factor behind it. You know, and that's why I said several hundred dollars and more and up.
Gotcha. It is time for a short break. Subscribe to our free product sourcing newsletter at productsourcingnews.com to stay up to date with the latest product sourcing news. Learn about upcoming trade shows in your area and find spotlighted suppliers you can use near eBiz. We'll continue learning more with Frank Solano when we return. I'm Chris Malta.
And I'm Colette Marshall.
You're listening to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
If you're a new, small, or home-based business owner, you're probably overwhelmed with all the things you need to do to make your business a success, including accounting and taxes. We can help. We're thetaxclub.com. We're the accounting experts you can afford, and we can help you save money and keep you on the good side of the IRS tax man. TheTaxClub.com is a one-stop, full-service accounting firm. For as little as $15 per month, you'll get expert help on forming your new corporation, keeping your books, and unlimited accounting help throughout the year. You ask a specific question, you get a specific answer. In writing, as many times as you need it. And at the end of the year, we'll do your taxes for you. Find out how we can help you. Sign up for a free, no-obligation tax consultation. When you do, let us know you heard about us on WSRadio.com, and we'll send you the top 10 tax tips for small and home-based businesses. Go to thetaxclub.com. Do it now.
Now you can get personalized horoscopes, love predictions, psychic readings, numerology, Chinese horoscopes, tarot readings, and astrology readings all in one convenient place at readingsandmore.com. Lots of free services, including having your personalized horoscope emailed to you every day. Learn how to use that information to gain a better sense of what to expect each day. Also, take the free sample romantic compatibility reading, which gives you unique insight into your past, present, and potential relationships. At readingsandmore.com, you'll receive free specials and coupons just for the asking. See for yourself at readingsandmore.com. When you sign up, we will need some personal information to provide accurate readings. Be reassured that this information remains totally confidential. We do not sell or provide it to third parties. We value and respect your privacy. Please give us a try at readingsandmore.com. That's readingsandmore.com.
The day is coming that everyone will have their own website for their personal use, organization, or small business. .ws is a new top-level domain name, which will soon be the preferred alternative to .com. .ws stands for website. Reserve a .ws domain name and build your own website using simple point-and-click templates. Your website comes with 10 email addresses and the right to be a global .ws registry, which means you can sell .ws domain names and websites to others. WS has plenty of great domains left. Sound too good to be true? We're happy to prove it with a free 7-day trial. Log on to www.wearews.ws and take us for a test drive. After reserving a domain name and building your own website in minutes, use our free custom email marketing program to let others join the new internet land rush. That's wearews.ws.
We are AbundantEarthOnly.com, a website offering thousands of natural, organic, health and wellness-oriented products. Our unique selection of environmentally sensitive and earth-friendly products are for those who wish to make a difference in the world. And because we believe in the universal oneness, we donate a portion of our profits toward worthy causes. we know you'll like our growing list of thousands of the finest earth-friendly products available. We also insist that you are fully satisfied with the quality of all your product purchases. If for any reason you are unsatisfied, simply return the new and unused product within 30 days of purchase for a full refund or credit, whichever you prefer. That's AbundantEarthOnly.com. AbundantEarthOnly.com. Changing the galaxy, one planet at a time.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand. Log on, listen, and learn.